What if there was a place where creative people, whether they're painters or poets, computer techs or foodies with a taste for adventure, help others discover new ways to look at the world around them? What if there was a place for people of all ages to discover new ways of expressing themselves? Imagine the possibilities that could emerge when a community has such a place to bring them together. That's the vision that became reality with JuxtaHub, a new arts and innovation center in Emmaus that exists to serve the greater Lehigh Valley and help everyone to share in the creative experience, a space where art and technology intersect. The JuxtaHub approach is simple: build a community designed to encourage collaboration in the creative process and provide opportunities for people to gather, create, and grow. This is WDIY 88.1 Public Radio, and you are tuned in to Lehigh Valley Arts Salon. I remain Kate Scuffle, your host, and this evening I'm joined by JuxtaHub's Chief Programming Officer Ryan Hill and by JuxtaHub Board Member Shay Zukowski. So welcome, Ryan and Shay. Thanks for trekking all the way over from Emmaus.
Oh, thanks for having us.
Thank you.
So for our listeners, a little backstory on the inspiration for or how JuxtaHub came to be, why it's where it is, Shay?
Sure. Well, the project started in 2019 when we learned, a group of creatives learned that some space might be soon available in Emmaus. And they started a brainstorming process. And what emerged was just a wealth of ideas that might on the surface level look like they might not have as much in common. But as people started to talk more, we realized how much collaboration could really come into play. So to answer the question we usually get, what about the name JuxtaHub? I was part of the branding committee. We really struggled with finding a way to clearly express all of these different disciplines coming under one roof. So we invented a name, JuxtaHub, being to juxtapose these different hubs. Right. And it took us until 2023 to raise the funds and work with our architects and really hone in on a feasible plan for making this operational. But after about 8 months of construction, here we are. And we're just delighted to have Ryan on board, really taking our programming to the next level.
And speaking of the programming, Ryan, we want to talk about the workshops and classes, et cetera, sure. The public offerings, which are amazing. But just to back up for a moment, there's also a huge amount of space dedicated to artist studios. Can you talk a little bit about how that works with community artists?
Sure. So we actually are not too far from opening up. We have a few rentals, a few studios that we want to rent out. So interested artists, just pay attention to our social media, and we'll be putting that out soon. But essentially, we have about, I think it's 18 talented, very talented resident artists currently in with us. And these spaces, you know, have been recently renovated and such. Shay, you were kind of more part of that than I was. And it's been a very collaborative space. The artists, you know, they have regular meetings. They interact as a group and they talk and they work with us to kind of make sure that we're also working with them to offer opportunities for them to grow as professionals. You know, that's something that is key to our mission, to make sure that we are offering opportunities for artists to learn more how to, you know, work within these financial structures and such. You know, like upcoming, we're going to be having a tax workshop where, you know, somebody, a tax expert, is going to come in and work specifically with artists on how to file their taxes and all the 1099s that they may want to deal with or things like that. So there's quite a lot going on within those studios. There's a lot of great creation going on, and it's a great community that has kind of taken place in there.
That's really exciting. And for listeners, if you want to go on the JuxtaHub website, you can see the artists listed. There are links to their work. You can purchase work online. I'm sure you can purchase work at JuxtaHub. There's gallery space as well, correct? Because, again, that part of interacting with the community and showcasing the artist's work.
Yes, there's a gallery, and basically every Jux Tuesday, which is our second Tuesday open house, we basically put in a new set of work from our resident artists. Okay. So our resident artists have, you know, kind of rotating through work that they have that they show off in those spaces. Next year, we will start to kind of work with maybe some outside artists here and there. But for the most part, that gallery is there to highlight the work of the resident artists that we have.
Okay. And could you tell us a little bit about the Jux Tuesday? Because that's an opportunity, again, for our listeners to go explore.
Sure. So every second Tuesday of the month from 6 to 8 o'clock, we basically open the doors. Now, our doors are open. So this Jux Tuesday had been previous to about mid-September. That had been the those Tuesday nights were the times that the public could really access Juxta Hub. For us now, Jux Tuesdays are now operating as a way to maybe show off a different aspect of what we do. Yeah. You know, in September, we were able to highlight Michael Brawley, who had an amazing boat that he built to talk to whales. And we did a concert. Shay actually played the accordion, and we played the boat. I did not play the boat. We had a professional do that.
You missed an opportunity.
I did. Yes. And that was a very interesting we had nearly about 200 people there for this, all packed into the room, kind of, you know, and Michael speaks so passionately about it. And then this, a couple weeks ago when we had Jux Tuesday, we had our very talented instructors for ceramics, Lisa Caruso and Deb Slotta, leading basically demonstrations and showcasing what that ceramic studio is built to do and what it will do now that we've launched classes.
And Shay, you were involved with setting up the ceramic studio program, were you not?
Yes.
Could you tell us a little bit about that as well? Because I knew that the two instructors had done the last Jux Tuesday and did a public demo, et cetera, in our classes, of course. But what led to ceramics in particular? Interest from the community, from the artist?
Well, it's really such a wonderful medium. And we're very fortunate that Deb Slotta is also one of our resident artists. So you only need to spend a little time gazing at her work to think, wow, that is incredible. But, you know, she has 25 years of teaching experience under her belt. And so we had been exploring that. It was a big investment for us to create this studio, but we carved out 2,000 square feet of space. Okay. We have 8 wheels. We bought a couple of kilns. And we also, you know, you may be familiar with Deb Slotta. Lisa Caruso is recently retired. She started the ceramics program at Emmaus High School.
Okay.
Yes. And when we were talking to her about her teaching experience, the pace at which she had to teach, you know, classes of 20 kids 5 times a day. Oof. It was just like, I think you can handle a few workshops for us during the week. So anyhow, we've started with Deb is concentrating on wheel throwing. And her classes are open, you know, if it's your first time at the wheel or if you've have some experience and just want a place to practice your craft, she can meet you where you are. And then Lisa is leading a beginner's ceramics class that will cover all of the different fabrication techniques. So, you know, you hand building, you learn slabs and pinch pots and coil techniques, as well as time at the wheel. So that's a more soup to nuts
overview
class.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. But we're very excited with the response we've gotten so far.
And the Jux Tuesdays, before we move on, also kind of an open studio with the artists, if the artists are present, which most of them are, I understand, kind of an open studio evening as well, an opportunity to interact with the artists and talk to them about their work and all of that as well.
Exactly, yeah. They tend to, most of the artists tend to be up in their studios and people come through, talk to them. You know, there's work on the walls throughout the second floor of Juxta Hub too from our resident artists. So they can talk to them about those pieces, anything like that. We've got food. We've got beverages. Yeah, we make sure that you get a full experience when you come, and that you want to stick around for a little bit and learn more about what we've got to offer.
So that's second Tuesday, 6 to 8, and what better night than a Tuesday, which otherwise would be just boring.
Well, we're trying to capitalize on Tuesdays throughout the month, actually.
Okay.
So there are a group of people who meet regularly in our Convergence Makerspace, and that's where a bunch of different projects are going on. And the artists themselves have started some impromptu activities. They taught a watercolor learn the basics of watercolor for a couple of hours. They do all of that upstairs in the common areas of the studio space.
Well, and again, that's what fascinates me about the concept of Jux Tuesday. There's a certain sense of, right, you're doing programming, you're offering classes, you're working with the public, but there's also just that synergy that happens when you put a bunch of creative people under one roof, give them some tools and space and time, and just let them go.
Right, exactly.
They have a lot of fun.
And that leads us to, for, you know, people in the public and the community who want to learn to work with ceramics or want to learn to knit, et cetera, et cetera. Brian, could you talk a little bit about the program? We're going to come up on a break soon, but just overview initially of the programming classes. You've just announced the fall classes have begun, am I correct?
Fall classes have begun. We're actually starting to put up winter classes. One of the winter classes we're about to put up is an intro to acting class, as a matter of fact, with Melissa Klausner, who's taught a fair amount of our performing arts classes so far, including a musical theater class. We also have had an improv class that was pretty successful that we'll look to duplicate, too. So there's some performing arts aspects to what we're doing, but the bulk of it is going to be in the visual arts. You know, we have things like a mosaic workshop. And another thing that we're really trying, that I'm really trying to focus on with classes when I can they be intergenerational? Can they be something that, you know, like a parent can take with their child or a grandparent can take with a grandkid, you know, something like that. This mosaics workshop we've got coming up in a couple weeks actually is an ideal situation. It's a holiday ornament that you get to make. And so that's definitely something that I think we have that for 14 and up. It's either 12 and up or 14 and up. I'm blanking on which. I'm looking at Shay as if she would know, but I'm the one who literally programmed the class.
I'm so sorry.
Anyway, the goal was there so that, that people could kind of work together within the family and such. And so, you know, yes, we have fiber arts classes. Very talented fiber artist, Lavanya Petrosella, who is based in Emmaus. She's teaching a brioche knitting workshop. She literally wrote the book on brioche knitting, the brioche stitch. Yeah. So, you know, we've got that. We've got, obviously, our ceramics classes, as we talked about, some painting classes. You know, we want to be the arts hub that the area needs us to be. So we're not trying to limit to any one thing necessarily. We're trying to figure out what stuff, you know, what disciplines people want to learn more about and put up that. So we're very much in a kind of put out a lot of different things, see what people want. We even have a self-defense class, you know, that's actually on Wednesday that people can sign up for, specifically for women. We want to basically be what the area needs us to be at this point in time.
We're going to a break. You've been listening to Lehigh Valley Arts Salon here on WDIY 88.1. I'm your host, Kate Scuffle, and tonight I've been talking about JuxtaHub, the new nonprofit arts and innovation center in Emmaus, where art and technology intersect. And my guests are Chief Programming Officer Ryan Hill and Board Member Shay Zukowski. We'll all be right back after this short break.
WDIY has been broadcasting since 1995.
This is Mayor Ken Smith. Congratulations to WDIY for signing on the air.
We're with Commissioner Frank Donches of the Bethlehem Police Department.
We welcome Dr. John of the Blend today.
Bob Durow composed, conducted, and played much of the Schoolhouse Rock music.
Three is a magic number.
Step into the antidote to violence is to speak up against it.
WDIY for 30 years.
Welcome back to Lehigh Valley Arts Salon here on WDIY 88.1, Lehigh Valley's public radio. I'm your host, Kate Scuffle, and my guests tonight are JuxtaHub's Chief Programming Officer, Ryan Hill, and JuxtaHub Board Member, Shay Zukowski. And we've been exploring all the possibilities and creativity that this new Arts and Innovation Center in Emmaus has to offer the greater Lehigh Valley. And right before we went to break, Ryan, we were talking about the classes and workshops, the fall term, and starting to put up some of the winter classes. Just to clarify for folks, Jux Tuesday is an open house. It's free.
It is free. That's true.
There are registration costs for classes and workshops, obviously.
Yes.
JuxtaHub is a 501c3 nonprofit.
That is true.
So we have to keep the doors open. But if I wanted to take a class, if I'm interested, where would I go? What do I do?
You go to juxtahub.com. There is a classes button that you just hit, and then there's probably one more button, and then you are now at our list of classes.
Okay.
We have ceramics broken out into a specific thing. We're working on this website right now. It's going to evolve a little bit, but for right now, you can pretty much get there by juxtahub.com. And I also, we didn't mention this in talking about things before, but speaking of classes and workshops, we are looking to launch, we will launch, a summer camp for kids next summer that will be kind of STEAM-oriented. So we are in the process of developing that, but that's something that, you know, the area has told us very much that they want. And, you know, anybody I talk to, when I am in the community in Emmaus, we've been, thanks to the Emmaus Main Street Partners Board, we've been, you know, at a fair amount of events, a farewell to summer event, things like that. I've had the chance to talk to a lot of parents who are just very excited about the fact that they could have something like that very much closer to them than what's currently being offered.
And if people in the community, artists, creators, teachers, educators, have thoughts or proposals for classes or workshops, are you open to, can they
very
just check
so.
In with JuxtaHub?
Yeah, there's actually, I think there's something on our website that you can actually fill out.
Okay.
There's like a get involved sort of thing. They're always more than welcome to write to me. My email is pretty easy. It's ryan.hill@juxtahub.com.
Okay.
So I'm always open. We want to get as as many creatives want to be involved, we want to involve them. We are a hub for creatives, and so come at me.
And I have to admit, I cheated. I did look at the website, the classes, and I have to say, I would encourage our listeners, if you're exploring the classes and workshops, what's also lovely is I enjoy that there's a lot of detail about. I mean, I got a really good sense of what it would be that I would be taking or studying or spending time with my child with. So it was lovely.
That's good to hear. Thank you.
Now, there's another space, the Convergence Makers Space. Mm-hmm. Could we talk about what does that entail? What happens there?
Well, the Convergence Makers Space is a really interesting asset at Juxta Hub, and we're excited to see all the different ways this part of our effort is going to grow. But essentially, we have a bunch of headsets and computers and tools to create digital assets that are 3D.
Oh,
and the
okay.
beauty of it is then we also have equipment, 3D printers and laser cutters and so forth. You can take those files and actually hold something in your hands that you just imagined and created with these headsets. So, you know, not to make it all about ceramics, but we're very excited about being able to use some of those tools down the road in our ceramics program. There are ways that you can create different templates for yourselves, molds, tools, using these resources that give you so much imaginative possibility. And so that is just, you know, a short walk down the hall to access the Convergence Makerspace and the ceramics program together. So that's an illustration of the Juxta Hub idea. We have these two things that you wouldn't think necessarily go together.
Right.
But once you go down that road, the possibilities are very exciting.
And that's another space that you can explore on the Juxta Tuesday. It's open and
sure.
they can get a sense of what's possible in there.
Yes, definitely. We have demos going.
Okay.
It's always good to come back on another Tuesday. That might be a little quieter. You'll get some more questions answered. But yes, Tuesdays are always a good time to get connected with Juxta Hub.
In fact, you're trying to own Tuesdays, I understand. Like, nothing else in the Valley can happen on a Tuesday night because everything will be at Juxta Hub.
We have big aspirations for that, yes.
A great example of the way that we've been able to use the Convergence Makerspace came to us, you know, a few months ago. There was a gentleman whose mother, they had realized, they'd found out that before she had kids, was a sculptor. And so she had these works in her basement, and they were kind of deteriorating. So we took them and we scanned them. We scanned these works, and we were able to create basically replicas of them that the son was able to give out to the family. Am I getting that completely right?
Yeah, yeah, we were actually able to, because of the decay, they were nude forms.
Okay.
And so, you know, the level of detail and to see, you know, this beautiful young work and know that it was created 70 years ago by somebody who's still living. And, you know, we didn't want it to die with her. So one of the sculptures, the leg had been damaged and was missing. And so we were able to help recreate what that would have originally looked like. So it wasn't just, there was a restoration process for this as well. So the gentleman that we were working with was so impressed. He had us print a bunch of them so that he could give them to grandchildren and like make it a part
right,
of, everybody
right.
could have a copy suddenly.
Wow.
So yeah, that sort of interplay of history and technology is really a lot of fun to explore.
And I'm sure their classes interact with the space, obviously, programming.
Yes.
But if I wanted to learn, is it an opportunity for someone like myself with no background in that to learn to use that kind of equipment as well and become skilled as well as working with you guys with it?
Absolutely. There's a learning curve, of course,
yeah.
With anything. But
yeah,
the idea is, you know, you come and being part of that community, we have people who are more expert on hand who can walk you through it.
Right.
But, you know, everybody has that potential to realize. And so we're happy to meet you at whatever stage you're at.
Just curious before we run out of time, real quickly, Shay, you're almost a founding board member. You're honest. Yes.
Yes.
What drew you to Juxta Hub before it wasn't Juxta Hub yet, in a sense?
Well, so we're located right across the street from an old building that Rodale owned. I was a book editor for many years. And in fact, my office looked out on the warehouse where Juxta Hub now resides. And I have just always been inspired by seeing people engage through art and build community. And so when I learned this project was underway, I jumped on board, and I haven't been able to get off yet. There's always something more fun to try and get accomplished.
And Ryan, what drew you? What made you decide that this is where you're going to spend your days?
Essentially, you know, I wanted to be at a place that was at this part of its life cycle, that was, you know, that I could be part of building something. Because I've been in the arts in the Lehigh Valley for over 15 years now. And, you know, I've worked at places that are, you know, have been well established years. I worked at Civic Theater of Allentown, which had been there for 80 plus years. Yeah. You know, it's more than that then, I guess, when I was brought in. This is how Shay and I know each other.
Yeah.
But when I was brought in, we were working on the 80th anniversary. Right. So then that was.
And that was 20
longer,
years.
Yeah, that was, that was longer than. Did that realization just smack me in the head? But you know, so I've learned quite a bit in that time. I've learned things that I want to make sure I try to do. I've learned things that I want to make sure I try to avoid. And to be able to bring that knowledge into a place and help build it up, and especially to serve an area of the Lehigh Valley that is not as easily served. And so we're a Lehigh Valley organization, but we know that people of the Western Lehigh Valley are particularly excited that this exists just because of the geography of trying to get to different places. So I know that we're filling in a gap, and that's big. I'm big on access to the arts, and I want, you know, as much access to the arts for anybody as absolutely possible. And this feels like I'm helping provide more access to the arts for the Lehigh Valley in general. And then I also get to work with very dedicated people like Shay to help make this vision become a reality. As their first full-time staffer, it's, you know, that's literally what I'm pretty much brought on to do. So that part is particularly exciting to me.
I can imagine, actually. Daunting but exciting in some ways.
Yes, daunting is also a good word.
Both. He's doing an excellent job.
Well, and thinking of now that you're there and it's embodied, JuxtaHub is physically there and blooming and growing, anything you feel like sharing with us about the future without spoilers?
We'd love to give you all the spoilers of everything that we're going to do. I'd love the spoiler of where are we going to be in 5 years. That'd be fantastic. Mm. You know, for us, the future is essentially connecting more creatives with opportunities.
Okay.
You know, and to continue to, you know, connect, you know, artists with, you know, money-making opportunities or to, you know, more opportunity to showcase their work. Just more creatives with more opportunities. That's that. And then also to connect patrons and the population of the area. I lost the word for it. But basically that area of the Lehigh Valley, to give them more opportunity to, you know, be able to express themselves and find themselves through art. And if we can, you know, help do that for a population that doesn't have the as easy access, then that's, you know, that's a big thing for us.
And just for our listeners to know, too, again, you can get involved as a volunteer, correct? Without necessarily being an artist. Yet yourself, you can find out more on the website, of course. And then you can go in and talk with the folks at JuxtaHub, get a little training, see what you want to do. Again, it is a nonprofit. You can also make donations. There's all of this on the website, but you want to support it. This is an exciting part of the community, but it's a large project. It's huge, from equipment to staffing to the infrastructure and building the space. It's a lot. So kudos.
Thank you so much.
And I think that before we go, I was going to ask you to imitate the whale bow, but I think maybe we won't. Apparently, it was a little surprising to some of the listeners.
There were definitely
it's a unique sound.
Yeah, it's a unique sound. There are definitely some people who I think were expecting like a Philharmonic presentation, who got a different kind of harmonic presentation. But Shay did a great job working through that with the accordion. And, it, you know, I definitely saw some faces get a little confused.
And kind of Michael, because for our listeners, if you don't know, Michael Brawley is a renowned woodworker. I'm gorgeous, gorgeous artisan. Mm-hmm. The boat is a woodworking project, essentially, as well as an instrument that talks to whales.
He originally built it about 15 years ago.
Yeah,
and so it had become weathered. And he brought it to JuxtaHub because at the time we were in the middle of some renovations and we had the space to
put a boat.
We could have a boat be worked on. And so, he repainted it and did some mechanical repairs. But it's really, it's just a brilliant design. it's so original, and he's so passionate about it. You can't help but get sucked in. I think it was a really good collaboration.
I think much like the family sculptures, it's such a wonderful example of what's possible when you do this juxtaposition.
Right. Exactly.
You know, and it couldn't happen anywhere else in the Valley. Well, thank you both for being with us. Again, the website, Ryan, is
juxtahub.com, juxtahub.
And although I know you've said that you'll be working on it and continuing to improve it, it's already well worth a visit, beautifully done. Lots of information. Juxta Tuesdays, 6 to 8. Public hours are Tuesdays through Fridays, 3 to 8 now,
if I'm correct.
Yep. And the address is 375 South 10th Street in Emmaus. Before we go, any last thoughts? Just come join us, play, be creative.
Exactly.
We hope to see everyone soon.
Yeah. November 11th is the next Jux Tuesday. We hope to see you there.
All right. Thank you both for being with us today, and congratulations on JuxtaHub.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And thanks to you, our listeners, for being with us tonight. I've been your host, Kate Scuffle, and I look forward to visiting with you again soon, right here in the Lehigh Valley Arts Salon on WDIY 88.1 FM. The Lehigh Valley's public radio. Lehigh Valley Arts Salon is supported by the Dexter F. and Dorothy H. Baker Foundation, who believes lives are enriched through a vibrant and enduring arts community, and invites you to join them in supporting the arts.